Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, real quick, I'm going to pull up Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Media or Radio. If he is not, well, actually editing that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, he is hosting the morning show for Sons of Liberty Radio as well. So if you want to jump on at any time, you can go ahead and do so. I'm going to pull up Tim, and what we're going to do is we're just going to ask him a couple questions that we have going on here right now. And with that said, before I ask the question, Tim Brown, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Tim, so I have with me right now, friends, Tim Brown, again, a show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio.com in the morning. And we were just talking a couple days ago, and we were covering some of the things that were going on. And Tim sent over to me some information concerning some important facts of a documentary called The Fallen Angel. And I'm going to let Tim give you the details of that. But what was interesting is what he's about ready to tell you as to what just took place with the director and I believe also the producer. And, Tim, so without further ado and without putting more question marks to the listeners and viewers on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, first of all, welcome to the show, number one. And number two, what's going on that we all need to know concerning that documentary and the director-producer of Fallen Angel?
Yeah, I got a call the other night from a friend of mine over in Charlotte, Navy Jag. We've had him on the show several times, Don Brown. He's the author of the book on Extortion 17. And one of the things that Don was telling me, he says, well, I'm calling to let you know this first and foremost. And that was an issue that was going on with our friend Steve Spivey. And Steve was the guy who produced the movie. He put it all together and got it ready to go out into the theaters and everything like that. So those on GCN, you've heard the commercial for Fallen Angel, and those of you who were with me the first week in August in the mornings, that's all we were covering was Extortion 17 and those people who had been putting that together. Don was one of them, Stephen was one of them, and Joni Marquez. Well, he told me last Saturday, Stephen was taken to the hospital with quote-unquote COVID-like symptoms. But he said he got in the hospital and he was fine. And then they got him in there and they gave him remdesivir.
Yep.
And it killed him.
Yep. Now, isn't it true?
They know it's deadly.
Yeah, of course. I've heard that 75 to 80% of the people that are given that very drug end up dead. And so one, what begs the question here, and I'm not going to play stupid, but for the people that don't know the difference, what begs the question is why would they administer a drug that they know has such a high ratio of a death rate after administered?
Well, same thing they're doing with the shots. And, you know, this is Fauci's, and this is Fauci's baby too, because he did the same thing back with the AIDS epidemic, and he introduced the AZT there that they knew was deadly, and he introduced it anyway, and it was killing off the AIDS patients faster than the AIDS was killing them all.
Yeah.
So So these people know what they're doing, and they're doing it purposefully. But they're telling everybody, this is science. They're telling everybody, this is to help you, and blah, blah, blah. It's just like the devil to do that, isn't it? I mean, to mix up all that stuff, to falsely claim it's science, and then to come and to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, John 10:10, you know what's interesting too, Tim, and I've been highlighting this over and over over the last couple of weeks about how the best that we have concerning the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, which are worthless, only to be trodden under the foot of men, Matthew 5:13. It's interesting to note that, well, you know, the good news is, I say to all the people, and yes, I'm being facetious, we still have Rand Paul, who's calling him out for his lies. And now yesterday, some more information came out where another grilling took place with Rand Paul calling Fauci a liar, and they're both sitting there looking like they're anticipating when the show's going to be over so they can get their bonus and go out to eat with their families. I mean, literally, there's not a care in the world for each one of these, either one of these, Anthony Fauci and or Rand Paul. And again, being facetious here, the good news is we got Rand Paul grilling him, calling him out for his lies, talking about a congressional investigation, which you all the well know, and everybody listening right now, Tim Brown, all the well know, that those congressional investigations are going to go nowhere because they're not going to find themselves out in the face of the public. What
well,
say you?
Yeah, they haven't done it at all. What do we see out of Operation Fast and Furious? What did we see out of the IRS targeting? You know, what did we see out of any of that stuff that happened in the Obama administration at all? What do we see? We didn't see anything. But yeah, there were millions of dollars. The same thing happened under the Trump thing where they were giving us that nonsense. And how many millions of dollars did we spend? Do we spend only to find that, you know, the people that Donald Trump wanted to pardon who got busted in that, he pardoned. The rest of them, he says, oh, well, you stole me out. I'm going to leave you alone, too. So, it's a joke. They know exactly what's going on. And instead of, you know, bring the articles of impeachment, that's one of the issues. You know, I told you even with Thomas Massie, I love his voting record. It's constitutional. He says the right things. There's no question. So he's doing his job in that area. But my goodness, when he defines treason, it's like, well, if it's treasonous, where's articles of impeachment over this?
That's right.
I get it.
Yeah, I mean, in lying is perjury, and going back to Rand Paul, simply playing the game of the circus and politics as the clown entertained the people out of their God-given rights, what the American people don't realize is they are being stripped of their God-given rights while Rand Paul or Ted Cruz or, you know, one of the good guys, Jim Jordan, is doing nothing but grilling them. But again, we never see justice, and justice, my friends, keeps and it guards our liberties. I wanted to say this in contrast to what's going on, and then we'll go back to the fallen angel and the director real quick. But on Health Impact News right now, government's own data proves COVID-19 shots, as they call them, are causing blood clots, heart disease, and death. And this is all being censored across the boards. Matter of fact, Tim, and I'll let you respond to this morning when I was out doing my thing, went into the grocery store really quick on the front page of the Star, the Red Star, they call it here in Minnesota. It's a propaganda outlet called the Minneapolis Star and Tribune. What's interesting to note was that we found nothing but more propaganda. And what did it say? It said employers scattering and going about, really is what they were saying, is going about scrambling to meet the vaccine mandates. And isn't it interesting? You didn't hear a word. You didn't see a word printed. You didn't hear through the mainstream media all the states that are challenging this unconstitutional edict. As a matter of fact, yesterday I had the Alabama Attorney General on with me real quick as far as the video goes, and he was calling Joe Biden Mussolini and how Mussolini would be proud, Tim. So let me give you the last word, my friend. Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, the lies are abundant. People need their discernment. That's what needs to happen.
Amen. So I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Tim, just hold on with me for a minute. We'll be right back.
Okay, sure.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit simplysafe.com today.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. Nope, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I have a special guest on with me right now. And before we get back to Tim Brown, I want to play some audio for you. But before I do that, if you want to go to social media platforms, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You'll see social media platforms there. Go to the top of the page where it says SOL Radio Live. Go ahead and subscribe to that. Click on there. Go over to Rumble and subscribe to that page. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or go to the right side of that page, again, for social media platforms. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Also, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, because we all understand Acts 4:12, where it tells us there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, period. That's who we follow. I want to go over to this. I'm going to pull Tim up in just a second here, but I want you to see the video that I was making reference to concerning Fauci and Rand Paul, who does nothing but put on a show for the American people, calling out Fauci, now this time for the gain of function. He's been caught lying over and over and over and over again, friends. And the fact of the matter is Rand Paul does nothing but put a show on for the American people as he continuously accumulates wealth through another fundraiser while he refuses, friends, to bring forth justice. Go ahead and check this out.
Current policy.
And coincidentally,
I have not changed
the definition
any
appeared
definition.
On the same day the NIH said that, yes, there was a gain of function in Wuhan, the same day the definition appeared, the new definition, to try to define a way.
How many people are dying while they're putting on their show, friends?
Do you accept responsibility? We're not going to get anywhere close to trying to prevent another lab leak of this dangerous sort of experiment. You won't admit that it's dangerous, and for that lack of judgment, I think it's time that you resign.
Resign!
Colin, I would like...
resign. Does Fauci look worried about what's going on here, friends? Absolutely not.
Representation
here. Egregious.
Madam Chair, that I don't think I'd be able to refute all of them, but just a couple of them.
This my friends, is a prime example of them getting the American people caught up into that which is unpredicated on any basis, friends. What am I talking about? They have people arguing. They're dividing the people over what they can't prove. As they say, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And it's exactly what's going on here. Does Rand Paul look worried about the fact that Fauci's lied time and time again? How many people are dying in the process, friends, while they play games with the lives of the American people that they're supposed to represent? Do they look like they're worried about anything going on here? Does Fauci look like he's worried about it? Absolutely not. This is just routine for politicians to act like they're at each other's throats, only at the end of the day to go behind closed doors, shake hands, and say, good job, just got our bonus. Let's go get some coffee, Tony. It's like WWF at its very worst. Let's continue on here.
Said that I'm unwilling to take any responsibility for the current pandemic. I have no responsibility for the current pandemic.
Oh, you do.
The current pandemic.
Look at Paul. Number two, laughing about it.
You said the overwhelming amount of evidence indicates that's a lab leak. I believe most card-carrying phylogenists.
He calls them to resign.
Disagree with you. That is much more likely, even though we leave open all possibilities, it's much more likely
because
it's a natural occurrence. Third, you say we can
test 80,000 animals and no animals have been found with COVID.
Look at this, Paul, the time is set for it.
And third, you made a statement just a moment ago that's completely incorrect, where you say we continue to support research.
Does Fauci look like he's worried about justice, friends? Nope.
He proved it in August of last year.
No. Your statement says, quote, I wrote it down as you were writing. You continue to support research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
You were in committee a month ago and said you still trust the Chinese scientists and you still support the research over there.
Okay.
A month ago in committee.
Paul, I have allowed Dr. Fauci to respond. You've had your time. I'm going to give him
you're getting the point. If you're honest, he wouldn't have to worry about it, Rand Paul said. A sitting senator says to somebody that's committing crimes to resign for breaking the law. I mean, this is like a judge looking at a repeat criminal saying to the criminal, the judge does, you know what, you need to just resign from committing all the crimes. You know, you stealing and you killing, you lying. That's exactly what the American people are putting up with right here in front of your faces. And when is it that the American people are going to understand that it's your God-given rights that are being trampled upon right now? Let me get back over to Tim. Tim, what begs the question once again, well, first of all, let me ask you this. What are your thoughts on what you just partook with?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even take impeachment to deal with Fauci. He's not elected. He's a bureaucrat. And the firing should have happened a long time ago. It should have happened under several presidents. I mean, that guy's been doing what he's been doing for decades.
Yep.
But why there's not a call, and I said this the last time, remember when he called out, he called him out for lying. And I didn't understand why in the world that wasn't evidence right there, because they have it on film, on video. Lies, they could contrast that. Why he wouldn't call the sergeant at arms to come arrest the guy?
Yeah, yeah.
For perjuring himself right there in front of Congress. Congress is the representative of the people. So in essence, when Tony Fauci did what he did and said what he said, he lied to everybody in the country because those are our representatives. So why there's not a call for the sergeant at arms to say, come arrest this man and we'll be doing, because that's what they would do to you or me if we did it.
No question.
And they knew we were doing it.
Well, hey, listen, they'll even lay crimes on us that they themselves are guilty for to prove their point. And we've seen that on January 6th of last year with Biden and his alleged impeachment and the uprising from the alleged Trump supporters, which we all the while knew were being bussed in, and they were paid provocateurs. Now we found out, speaking of which, Tim, yesterday, the 6th political prisoner has died, along with how many police officers that have committed suicide? I mean, I would just say it this way, because I got you for four more minutes. Joe Biden, as I've said now two times on the radio, is a prime example of what the American people will put up with. What are your thoughts on that?
They do that. They put up with it, but then they make a joke out of him. They can call out some of them can call out his crimes, but then they don't bring a remedy for it. They want him just out of the White House. They don't want to bring justice on it. And that's coming from the alleged conservatives, the constitutionalists, the Christians, is they just don't want him there. And instead they say, give us Barabbas, right? They want Trump back in there.
And they miss
the whole idea that both of those guys are pushing. The one just tells them what they want to hear. The other guy doesn't do that. He's got the blue jersey on. And so they say, oh, blue jersey is the other team. We don't want them scoring goals. And they're scoring goals left and right. Because they're advancing their agenda just right out in the open, mask off. You get a guy like Trump comes in, he says what they want to hear, and they like what they hear, and then they see certain things that he does that he says he'll do, and they'll say, see, we're winning, there's so much winning. Well, and some of them are so deceived, they think that Trump is still president, they think the military is still doing their thing. And at the end of the day, I ask, then why are you concerned about what Joe Biden's doing if that's the case? If your guy's really in control and he's really all for America first and all, why is there a problem with Joe Biden? Nope. There shouldn't be that, right? I mean, they just don't want to see what's right in front of them, man.
Well, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 5, that evil men understand not judgment. And it also tells us right before that, that they that forsake God's law praise the wicked. And it's exactly what they're doing, is praising the wicked, and they understand not judgment. They want to justify their favorite politician while overlooking the fact that he's supposed to uphold the law and bring about judgment. Bradley, that's way out there. No, that's everything to do with who we are as a people in every government throughout the world, regardless of how they're set up. When I go to Proverbs 20, verse 8, it tells us this. It says that a king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away evil with his eyes. What happens if that doesn't happen? Now, I'm not calling Trump a king. Article 6, Section 2 is the supremacy clause under God. He is the king, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But if we don't have judgment, this is what we get. Psalm 12, 8 tells us, the wicked walk on every side when the violent list of men are exalted, and it's exactly what we see. So I got 1 minute left, Tim, and what I want to do is I want to throw it back at you and say, what is the resolve to the issue that so many claim that they want in this country? What would you say to them?
Well, I've been talking about something that I've been following for quite a while and have gotten involved with my son-in-law and with my boys, and that is to start doing it at the local level, bringing in the grand jury. So the citizens bring the justice they say they want, and they can do it. They used to do it. And to reorganize the militia, the constitutional militia, to enforce indictments that come out of that grand jury and bring the justice ourselves instead of waiting on politicians to do it.
Amen. Thank you, Tim. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back after this break, and we are going to get to the topic.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pushing for a vote Friday on the bipartisan infrastructure deal and the Democratic-led social spending package. Many representatives want to see the social spending bill's price tag, and House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says it's a Congressional Budget Office's job to provide that number.
The rules of the House is the Congressional Budget Office has to tell you how much it costs. This is going to be the largest bill in the history of America. Largest taxing, largest funding.
Texas is suing the federal government over the new coronavirus vaccine mandate. Republican AG Ken Paxton announcing the lawsuit on Friday, calling the regulations an abuse of federal power. Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Utah, and several businesses are involved in the suit as well. USA Radio News. Family members, friends, and dignitaries are honoring top military leader and diplomat Colin Powell. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright speaking at a memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral.
Beneath that glossy exterior of warrior statesman was one of the gentlest and most decent people any of us will ever meet.
COVID claiming the life of the 84-year-old Powell last month. A new study suggests the Delta variant significantly diminished the effectiveness of the three COVID vaccines. Researchers looking at 800,000 vaccinated U.S. service members and found that their strain reduced the Moderna vaccine from 89 to 58% effective. The efficacy of the Pfizer vaccine went from 87 to 45%. The single-dose J&J vaccine took the hardest hit, with the vaccine's original 86% effectiveness dropping to only 13%. USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
1-866-582-9933. Folks, in Judges 6, the Lord told Gideon, that poor lowly man, good thing the Lord chose the weak things of the world to confound the wise, and the foolish things of the world to confound that which is what? Wise. Because the fact of the matter is that no flesh should glory in his presence. And what was he told to do? What was he commanded by the Lord to do? To tear down his father's altars. And it's exactly what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. By the way, if you want to join us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, subscribe. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. You want to call in? 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you, again, bouncing off of the conversation I was just having with Tim Brown, morning show host for SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and the opposite of what you're being told by the mainstream media and how they're driving their narrative. You just heard it again and again. And again, this is how they prop it up, and it's all illegal. The narrative is completely in stark contrast to what the facts are. But again, consider the source, Ephesians 4:14, and understand what you're dealing with. This is the corruption that we, the younger generation, are dealing with, that our fathers put up with, and we must, by the Lord, His grace and power, His anointing, and His mighty hand, break and tear down the Father's altars. And that's exactly what we're doing, because we believe it. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be shouting me down, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. So here we go. I'm going to go over to Ben Swan, and I want to show you, it's only a minute video, audio, and I want you to hear the voice of the people that are being suppressed. These are the victims These are the guinea pigs in some ways, and I say that not to discredit them or to demean them, but guinea pigs in the eyes of the bad guys that are setting the narrative today, and concerning their voices and the side effects, and in some cases death, that they've actually experienced. Again, this is the voice that you don't hear through the mainstream media, and I want you to hear it once again. Our friend Ben Swan's going to take it to you. It's only about a minute long. Check it out.
West Capitol, as dozens of people who have been severely injured turned out to tell their stories.
You told me this is safe and effective, period. And I believed you. In June, I joined the rapidly growing number of young men who developed pericarditis post-mRNA.
It's been more than 6 months, and most symptoms are worse, not better.
Mm-hmm.
I've been diagnosed with small fiber neuropathy and an autoimmune disease.
Next week is his birthday. You know what? I'm going to celebrate his birthday. It was like playing Russian roulette. My government lied to me. They said it was safe. They need to quit pushing this on their children. I lost mine. Y'all need to protect yours.
He said he lost his son. He said he lost his son. You all need to protect yours. Who's going for the children now? Folks, you are seeing fascist corporations working hand in glove to push forth this agenda. And the fact of the matter is, without a shadow of a doubt, folks, we see the censorship going on. We see the statistics completely being censored. Anybody that speaks out against the narrative is censored illegally. And I'm telling you, folks, I cannot wait until the day that I get to put my foot on the neck of those that are censoring free speech. And again, by the grace of God, we or our posterity will be able to do that. But again, friends, what we have to come to is the realization that we are being lied to every step of the way concerning this narrative. And who pushes this narrative more than the corrupt? Nobody. Nobody. Okay? And folks, everywhere you turn, they're pushing the propaganda. And keep in mind, Brandy Vaughn, who was killed for exposing Merck, big pharma company, for the lies that they were selling and the deaths that they were responsible for. She said that 35% of all the money that goes to the mainstream media comes from big pharma. This floodgate was opened on the American people through the likes of George Bush, the second one. Not Prescott Bush, Daddy Bush. Not Grandpa Bush, but Daddy Bush. And speaking of which, I want you to listen to this carefully, because we're talking about creating war. That's what these people are doing. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, told us, no nation can endure continual warfare. Continual warfare is to beat down the citizenship. And again, putting this in the light of Scripture, this is judgment, no doubt. This is the mercy of God bringing about repentance to those that will repent, as it drives them to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. We're either going to take heed to him, Ezekiel 33, or we're going to ignore him to our own demise. That's your call. But let me get back to the natural. One of the things that I wrote, and this was back in 2013, this is 8 years ago, I wrote, are we asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? Going to prove the point of what I'm highlighting even now, it was Karl Dönitz, the German admiral and would-be Führer after Hitler, who said this. He said, politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you look at it as to whom the responsible party is and was in that particular case, it's interesting to note that 80 million people in Germany allowed that criminal to do the things that he did. And in the face of God and on Judgment Day, friends, it's exactly how things are going to be set up. The Lord's going to judge you for what you did and for what you didn't do. For what you did and for what you didn't do. Well, you know, if I don't know the laws of God, then I'm okay, really? What happens if you go to another nation? Let's just say you're on the highway and you're driving on the wrong side of the road and you're going 50 miles an hour over the speed limit. And the police officer pulls you over and says, listen, you're on the wrong side of the road and you are going 50 miles an hour faster than what we allow here in this prospective country in which they live. You can't say to him, well, I didn't know the law. He may show you mercy. policy in that particular case. But the fact of the matter is, you know the truth of the matter here in the United States of America. And if you want the resolve, then you're going to have to study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, which is found in 2 Timothy 2:15. Okay? So there is going to be no excuse. Okay? Regardless if you know it or you don't know it, I'm here to show you which stick is crooked by constantly laying the straight one next to it. Okay? So now, you having that truth, you must respond to it. And see, people don't like the truth. Why? Because it demands a response. Well, listen, if we don't respond to that truth that's been given unto us, what's going to happen is we're going to see history repeat itself. And, oh, well, Bradley, I hear you talk about that all the time. Well, again, let me ask you the question. Are things getting better or are things getting worse? Well, they're getting worse. Okay, then you're proving my point by acknowledging that. Is that true? Yes. And as I said yesterday, friends, if these people were telling us the truth, we wouldn't be questioning the truth because we would know the truth for ourselves. I want you to listen to SS officer who allegedly killed himself during the Nuremberg trials. His name was Hermann Göring. I want you to listen to what he said. Okay. He said, naturally, because we're talking about creating war, that's what these politicians are doing, okay? Naturally, the common people don't want war. Oh, by the way, I'm just getting an answer back right now. What they're doing is they're breaking the people down. The mainstream media and corrupt politicians are doing nothing but fatiguing people into compliance. Find your strength in grace. Find your strength in the Lord. When you come to the end of yourself, surrender to Him. The strength of a man of God is always found into the degree of his surrender. Galatians 2:20. Did you hear me? The strength of a man of God is always found into the degree that he surrenders to the living God. Okay? Weak men are the ones that are strong in the God of Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. Weak men that find their strength in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, are the strong ones. Okay? Go to Galatians 2:20. Now let me go back to this. This is Hermann Göring. He said, naturally the common people don't want war. He said, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. Nobody wanted war. But listen to what this corrupt politician said. That is understood, but the people can always be brought to the bidding of their leaders. Well, the good thing that we have here in America, friends, is we don't have leaders. The only leader we have is King Jesus. Those are the flags that we're flying, making our appeal to heaven as the violent take it by force. Matthew 11:12. Right? He's our leader. We have a representative government. We do not have leaders in our country. The President of the United States of America is not the leader of the free world. He's the representative of the law, Article 6, Section 2. And who is to faithfully execute those laws, Article 2, Section 3. That's not what's happening. They're doing the opposite. So what are they doing? And instead of enforcing the law, establishing judgment and righteousness that we might know peace within the gates, they're doing the exact opposite by tearing down the law, warring against the people that do know the law. And this is what they're trying to do today in America, is they're trying to create enemies of the state, Americans. They're trying to create enemies of the state. In other words, those that tell you the truth, they're their enemies. This is why they're censoring them illegally through big tech companies. But let me finish this quote. This is Hermann Göring, SS officer, who's now in hell where he belongs. He said, that is always easy. He said, the people can always be brought to the bidding of their leaders. That's why you have to shut down their voice. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked. And denounce the pacifist for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. Isn't that interesting? Who just got done telling the American people about a week ago that he's quite frankly sick and tired of the dangers that the unvaccinated pose upon the vaccinated? Who's creating the war? Who's creating the division, friends? More than the mainstream media and corrupt politicians. Nobody is in this country. Who's creating the war? I'll tell you what, it's the ignorant in this country that allow the likes of a Joe Biden or a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz or a Jim Jordan to cause you to believe that they're in fact beating down the bad guys, yet we see no law enforced in any sense of the word. And that's exactly what we as the people in this country, we the people, must establish is justice that they fail to bring. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com will be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I got a lot more information I want to bring to you today, but I want to hit this because I like giving interaction to the things that are thrown on me, regardless if they're complimentary or if they're insincere, if they're scoffing, if they're praising, if they're mocking, or if they're adoring. It matters not to me. I know whom I serve. And the reason I say that is because I had an individual recently say this to me. He said, this was on social media platforms. This is what he said to me. He said, what do you think that you are, Bradley Dean? What do you think you're the savior of the world? Who do you think you are, Bradley Dean? Do you think that you are the savior of the world? Well, I responded with, ready? As he is, so are we in this world, 1 John 4:17. And if it is him that you are seeing through me, 1 Corinthians 13:12, then apparently I'm on the right track. That's what I told him. We're ambassadors. We're representatives of Christ, period. right? Did you know that Paul, that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, said, "And I was with you in weakness and in fear of the Lord and in much trembling." And he said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power." So in other words, are men to find their faith in us? Or are they to find it in him? Are they to find it in the words of men and their wisdom? Or the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God? The latter, not the former. He said in 1 Corinthians 2:5 that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now, I'm talking about how a guy took a shot at me recently and said, "What do you think that you are, the Savior of the world? Bradley Dean, who do you think you are? Do you think that you're better than us?" Absolutely not. I'm a servant to the people. I'm not being served by the people. But it's interesting how people are so foreign to Christianity that some people actually believe this. And of course he meant that as a jab towards me. Of course he meant to demean me, to take a shot at me. I took it as a compliment. Matter of fact, it was one of the greatest compliments I've ever had in my life. Matter of fact, I did a high school in Minnesota here. It was one of the first ones that I've ever done. 1,700 students. After the program was over, I had about 100 kids around me, and what I had, and unbeknownst to me, was a kid that was challenging everything that I had to say during that program in his high school, Centennial High School in Minnesota, Lionel Lakes, Minnesota. And I just looked at him and I said, "You're a fool for your pains to try to talk me out of what man didn't put in me. What Christ puts in a man, no devil in hell can take it out of him." And what I found out, it was the pastor's son that was the one that was confronting me. Why? Because he seen the hypocrisy in the church. He seen the lack of Christianity. And keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ did. So did I understand his position? Yes. But it's not an excuse for him to stay in unbelief. It's for him to undo the unbelievers by believing. Period. Exclamation, whatever you want to add. Hey, folks, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle, and it's exactly what I was up against. Well, what I did is I put my arm, per se, around this guy, a young guy, that was raised up in a hypocritical manner. As a matter of fact, my wife's a PK kid, pastor's kid. And so they see a lot of garbage, a lot of hypocrisy in the church. But I was never raised in that. So when I came to the Lord, it was, "I want the real deal. I don't want what I see in America. I want the heart of David. I want to know who you are in this life." So when I basically go from this life to the next life, I'm going to know who you are there as well. I want to be able to identify you in this life, in the Spirit, because we are promised everything here, because you said that you're our inheritance and we're yours. And you said to seek you with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And if that's the case, then you promised that you would bestow, because your word says it's your good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. And you said as well in Matthew 6:33 to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his word and in his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. I want all of it. I want to know who you are here, because I'm not going into what you're calling me to do half-hearted in any sense of the word. People do not understand that. Well, listen, when the Lord is all you have, it's the best place in the world for you to be. Because that's all you're going to get is him. And his promise is fulfilled. But guess what? It's not about me. It's about me laying down my life for you. And it's the truth that makes men free. But I want to go back to this because it's important that I get this off before the end of the show today. A guy says to me, "What do you think you are, the Savior of the world?" And I said, "Well, you know what? As he is, so are we. And if it's him that you are seeing through me, then apparently I'm on the right track, the straight and the narrow," right? And then I gave some scripture, and I give you more in 1 Corinthians 4:20. "The kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." I can't give that. Matter of fact, you cannot give what you do not have. But if you feel the power, you feel the conviction of the Holy Ghost, you feel him bring you about godly repentance before God's moral law, Exodus 20, to drive you to the foot of the cross, Galatians 3:24, where you put your faith in him, Hebrews 12:2, the faith that he gives you, where it can do no more, then you're on the right track. When you feed on the bread of life every day, you know that you are dependent upon Him. Nobody needs to tell me that I need to feed on the bread of life, except the Holy One of Israel. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men were among you for your sake. So that's for you, not for me. Matter of fact, the famous Chicago preacher D.L. Moody said this. He said, the church will have a convincing testimony and will become a power in the world when it is separated from the world. But as long as it is hand in glove with the world, it cannot have power. Put that up against 2 Corinthians 6:17. James 4:4. Now, I understand how the world is dying to see Jesus Christ in power and in demonstration as the Savior of the world. Yet, this should be a given in everyone that claims to be a Christian. Read John 14:21. What we see for the most part in the American church today is a lack of Christianity. 1 John 5:12. And this hypocrisy should not, again, be an excuse to run from the Lord, but an opportunity to run to Him in sincerity that He might show Himself strong on your behalf. So when people take shots at me like, what do you think, you're the Savior of the world? Again, it shows you who I serve. We should all feel and be motivated by the Spirit of God and led, Romans 8:14, to feel that we can save the world. If that's not there, then where's the Spirit of God? Where's the Savior that saved you from your sins? Matthew 1:21. Hey, friends. John G. Lake said, those who teach that the day of miracles is past teach the most disastrous lie ever told. Such lies are responsible for the prevalent lack of faith in God and have robbed Christianity of the power to demonstrate itself. Listen, if you're born of the Spirit, you're going to be led of the Spirit. If you're born of the Spirit, you're going to feed on the things of the Word of God. You'll have it no other way because that's where your life is. You are found in Him. Why? Because you put the Lord Jesus Christ on. So, in conclusion, remember that it is our place, the church, to bring the answers to the world, to rebuild the desolate places, Isaiah 58, verse 12, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. Don't be a believer that doesn't believe. You contradict yourself every step of the way if that's the case. The Lord has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8. Period. Okay, He's faithful to 1,000 generations. That means He's the same God that Adam had, that Abraham had, that Noah had, not in this order, all the way through to the end of the book of Revelations. He's our God. And what He did for them, He promises to do for us. So when you see the impossibility of circumstance, remember, friends, that our situation is God's opportunity. Our extremity is God's opportunity to bring us through, that we might find our faith in Him, just like the children of Israel, when the armies of Pharaoh were chasing them down. What did the Lord say to Moses? Stand back. Right? He said to raise your staff and see the salvation of the Lord. And what does the Bible tell us? That He blew with the blast of His nostrils. He split the sea. That was a promise to the children of Israel. And it was also a judgment upon the wicked that were laying their hands to the Lord's anointed. And how did that work out with Pharaoh and his armies? And that wasn't the only time. Read the book of Deuteronomy. Read the book of Joshua. Read the Torah. Those promises are still ours, friends. Right? But we're called to heal the sick, to raise the dead, because we, the church, have been given power over all the enemy. No excuses. If something's left undone, friends, it's because we've left it undone, not the Lord. He's faithful. He fulfills every single word of His covenant. Ask the children of Israel. He failed not to fulfill every word of His covenant. You cannot find in Scripture anywhere where the Lord has ever failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. Therefore, the world should see us as the servants to Him, as He does save the world. Perfect timing. I love it. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.